Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, Americans. I'm Paul Harvey.
If I were the devil,
if I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness. And I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree. The... So I set about however necessary to take over the United States.
President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old, I would teach to pray after me. Our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves, until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flames.
The president of the United States is racist.
If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect the discipline of emotions, just let those run wild. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. I would caution against extremes.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
In hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct, I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing. Now you know the rest of the story.
Facebook and Instagram banned conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
I am now completely banned.
Now, InfoWars, of course, is that web show and website led by rageaholic Alex Jones.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
These people aren't terrifying or anything.
But there's also guys on CNN that spend their whole day calling Facebook and saying, can you ban this person?
These are very extreme individuals, and no matter what anyone tells you, they are extremists, and that's why Facebook decided to get rid of them. Basically, they've deemed these individuals to be dangerous, is what Facebook is saying. Those individuals include people like right-wing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
Organizations like Media Matters have pointed out consistently how Alex Jones and other InfoWars pages had just simply circumvented any ban by starting a different account or going on Instagram.
If you don't like someone on Facebook, don't follow them. It's not that hard to figure out.
Facebook, are you going to do something about the liberals who call me the N-word? No, because big tech is only interested in going after conservatives. You know, the really dangerous ones.
Dangerous as in saying things that Mark Zuckerberg doesn't like.
President Trump retweeted Paul Joseph Watson twice and a brief video by InfoWars' Billy Weaver. Social media's hall monitor, Frank Stelter, was not very happy about it.
He is promoting the same alternative universe as InfoWars.
Back to your point, though, about the InfoWars presidency, I want to know, and I tweeted this the other day, what is the difference at this point between Trump's Twitter feed and InfoWars.com.
InfoWars content is useful to him. InfoWars personalities align with him.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted.
Don't worry. These people aren't terrifying or anything.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
We have a giant sale going right now of amazing products that you and your family really, really need. And we also need the funding to stay on air and not have InfoWars shut down. You need these products. These are all amazing products at great prices at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the July 4th Super Sale, and it starts today. We have 50% off plus double Patriot points on Brain Force Plus, Ultra 12, Vitamin D3 Gummies, Ultimate Krill Oil. That's a huge deal. Lung Cleanse Plus, Fizzy Magnesium, Prostagard, Ultimate Fish Oil, VasoBeat Complete, 40% off on Knockout Sleep Support, Alpha Power, Living Defense Plus, Whole Food Multivitamin, Pollen Block, Survival Shield X2, all Dr. Jones Natural products, massively discounted 40%, and up to 60% off on Double Patriot Points on Super Female Vitality, and finally, save a massive 75% off on Hair and Beard Support Formula. It's 75% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget that Alex Jones is Right t-shirt while you're there.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And the colors of the sea find your eyes with trembling mermaids, and you touch the distant beaches with tales of Ray Ulysses, how his naked ears were tortured by the sirens sweetly.
We're going to open the phones up on the worldwide rebellions against tyranny and where you think that's going, and the fact that the New York Times is calling for Joe Biden to basically step down. They're calling for Trudeau to step down. All these different globalist puppets are being removed now that the collapse is in full swing. I want to talk about that, and I want to hear from you on the subject of Hunter Biden's phone hacked and released, confirmed to be his, pedophilia, crackhead behavior, illegal guns, everything else you can imagine. This is over the top. Huge subject, the worldwide rebellion against the Great Reset. Your take on that, where you think it's going? That's a gigantic subject area. And Hunter Biden's laptop, they said wasn't real, that was. And now they don't even try to deny the phone, which shows they just lost their power to lie. They are disintegrating. But what comes out of that? Because if you don't remove the globalists, the corporate leaders that are running all this, we'll just destroy our governments, destroy each other as we wake up. We've got to not destroy our infrastructure. We've got to stop them that are attacking our infrastructure. That's so paramount. But we are winning. Hunter Biden leaks rock establishment as globalists scramble to regain control of the Great Reset and their design collapse. The toll-free number to join us, we've been doing a really good job lately, taking a lot of your calls. Bam, bam, bam. We'll give each caller about a minute. 877-789-2539. First-time callers only. Give them a chance to get involved. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. We're taking your calls today. You know, I see comedian Ben Stein that took the COVID Pfizer shot and almost died from it. And now I see him out talking about crime and how they let people commit crime. And he doesn't know why they're doing it. Well, it's to destroy infrastructure and destroy confidence and make the country collapse. It's why you get rid of the border. It's why you ship in fentanyl. It's why you defund the police. And then once they're done collapsing everything, they're going to bring the police back. But it'll be like the police in Europe, total thugs. I mean, the footage that's come out. We played it last hour. Or first hour, actually. An hour and a half ago, 2 hours ago. And pulling up in vans, posing as protesters, attacking people so the police could then attack the general crowds, including children. This is evil. But we're going to go here when we go to break to a couple of these Ben Stein clips that are so incredibly important because he and others are finally waking up and finally getting it. But is it a day late? Is it a dollar short? So the last 3 minutes of this segment, we're going to play those. And then we're going to take your phone calls as well. Then I've got a whole list of new videos of leftists celebrating the murder of children and saying it's a satanic ritual. We've got a lot of election news. And then I've got some really insane news that I'm going to hit when we start the next segment. How they sell us absolute oxymoronic garbage. And you ask, why do they do that when it discredits them? Well, there's a behavioral psychology plan. And if you're not aware of the plan and how it's affecting your cerebral cortex, they win. If you're not aware, you lose. And here's just a few of the headlines today that deal with this. Science has consistently underestimated women because scientists are sexist. And it goes on to say, women are as strong as men. And men can have babies, too. No, women are not as strong as men. And that ties in to all these other headlines that we're going to be going to here today. That's the start of the next segment, and then your phone calls for the balance of the hour, maybe a little bit in the next hour. Gerald Celente is taking over. But I want to just say this again. Listeners and viewers of this broadcast are in the arena and have changed the whole world. That's not patting you on the back. It's real. So you've invested in this operation and taken us through storms and attacks that are unprecedented. I'm simply asking you to protect your investment and to spread a word about the broadcast and to pray for the broadcast more than you've ever done before and to buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. Get 2,000 mules by the next decision. Get VasoBeats for your heart and your body. Get Ultimate Fish Oil and Krill Oil, the highest grade there is out there. It's incredible. Get X2, that is the missing link in so many people's lives, for stamina, libido, energy. I mean, I am, libido-wise, stronger than I was when I was 15, 16, 18. That's X2. It's all available, 40 to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And we're supposed to end the July 4th sale yesterday, but I'm so sold out of almost all the other products, I don't even have another sale. So we'll probably do this a couple more days, and that's it. InfoWarsStore.com for the high-quality tooth-whitening toothpaste, the activated charcoal toothpaste, the essential oil mouthwash. It's bar none the best out there. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. All right, we're going to come back with this absurdity of the brainwashing in your face and in your phone calls on the other side at 877-789-2539. But here are a couple clips of Ben Stein from his house in Los Angeles, finally waking up to the fact that the social contract's been broken, and we'll be right back.
After World War II, the United States of America was by far the most powerful, richest country in the world. We had everything going for us. We had more money than any other country. We were more productive than any other country. We had a more powerful armed force than any other country. And we were just seemingly never going to stop. What stopped us? What slowed us down? Telling people, you don't have to work. You don't have to study. You don't have to pay attention. You don't have to respect your elders. You don't have to respect your juniors. We just let this country fall apart. We just took it and we let it fall apart. We took all the people who wanted to hate America. We said, go ahead and hate. We're not going to prosecute you if you commit crimes. We're not going to make you do schoolwork. And so little by little and then faster and faster, we started to fall apart. This has got to stop. This country is the best thing that has ever happened to the human race. We can't let it go. We cannot let it go in order to please people who hate America. There is a large network of people out there who hate America. Let's not give in to them. Let's insist that people work, study, follow the law, and let's not have the criminal get out of jail before the victim gets out of the hospital. Let's pay attention to what is right and do it. I am talking to you right now on the 3 days after Christmas, in the lobby of the Beverly Hills Hotel, one of the most beautiful hotels in the world as far as I'm aware. And I want to talk about crime. When I moved here in 1976, this was a very safe city. And Beverly Hills was one of the safest places in that city. In fact, I think for a large city, it was probably the safest city in the United States of America. That's changed dramatically. And here's what's going on. For some reason, which would take a lot of explaining, but it could be explained, the government decides to basically stop punishing black people who commit crimes. And black people can commit crimes and not be prosecuted for it. Yes, they're embarrassed, at least to a small extent. And yes, their parents are mad at them, but they do not get away with anything less than murder. And this is a shocking thing. This is a very bad thing. So we have gone from a city where people are happy, they go around with their doors unlocked, to fear. And we have become a city of fear, and that is an extremely bad place to be.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Ago, the Hunter laptop was totally confirmed to be real and showed pedophilia, drug dealing, but even more importantly, that he was a Chinese/Russian-Ukrainian operative for his father taking payments. Now, as of yesterday, it was leaked on 4chan, his phone, thousands of videos, text messages, emails, even worse than the first data drop. This is a seismic moment, and the pedophilia is horrible, and it's important. But that's how they blackmail them and control them. The issue that most people aren't focusing on is the fact that it confirms that he was an agent of Communist China and Chinese intelligence. Biden should be removed today. But they won't do that. They'll assassinate him or say he had a stroke, and that's how they'll do it. That's my view. We'll see if it unfolds. Your phone calls are coming up in a moment. But first, let's hit this. Vice News, owned by HBO. Science has made us mistakenly believe women are weaker than men. The same groups tell you that men can have babies. They might as well tell us that the Easter Bunny and the Tooth Fairy and Santa Claus and Lucky Charms is real, or the Keebler Elves. They have whole articles about this. So they let men compete in women's sports and dominate them. Then they say women are as strong as men. Yes, I need to explain to you that that's a lie. Where are the women in the NFL? Where are the women in the UFC fighting men? It is preposterous. No, there's men going down fighting women and winning, not women going up and fighting the men. But this is them brainwashing and putting out ridiculous fables and things you know isn't true, so you get used to just hearing preposterous lies, so the next outrageous lies don't seem as bad anymore. That's how they're conditioning us, instead of us breaking with them, not believing a word they say, and exposing them as criminals. They're trying to normalize lying to the general public. Science has consistently underestimated women because scientists are sexist. And then this economist headline from the Rothschild publication, low fertility is here to stay. We should embrace it. Not why is our sperm count down 90%? Why is autism up? Why are women becoming sterilized? No. We should take the COVID shot, become sterile, drink the fluoride water, and then wonder why it happens. Low fertility clinics have women take iodine and men take it because it boosts fertility. That's who these people are. Monsters. All right, we got Landon, Mike, Skid, Julie, Jordan, Josh, Mark, Neil, Tom. We're taking all your calls right now in the order they were received. First up is a call from Seattle, Washington. Jordan, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. I was just, you know, giving a call in to give hope to people that anyone that lives in a blue area like myself in Seattle, you know, you leave your area and you go somewhere else. If I just travel an hour and go east of the mountains, things are different. People believe in freedom and they understand the truth. And I just wanted to give hope to everybody that don't believe everything that's around you, because you leave just a little bit from your hometown.
Even when I'm in Seattle, I shake 50 hands before somebody throws coffee on me. But it's still one of the most evil cities I've been to, formerly a great city, beautiful coastline, a lot of amazing stuff. But you're absolutely right. Don't believe that every place is really under the enemy's control. They're in control of the voting machines. That's why it seems like they're impossible to beat.
No, yeah, I just wanted to give hope, because I know when I'm around here, it feels like I'm behind enemy lines, and you know, but I can see people waking up, and it's truly a blessing, and I just see it all happening in real time now, and it's crazy to see. You know what I mean?
Are you seeing them wake up in Seattle? Or obviously, I've been outside Seattle, and it's incredible. People are more awake than many, many of the reddest areas. But I mean, are they waking up inside Seattle?
Well, not the fentanyl zombies and all them, but I mean, you know, people outside of Seattle are waking up. Seattle might be doomed for a while. I could probably say that.
Absolutely. Jordan, thank you for the call. Let's talk to Arizona and Josh. Josh.
Hey, Alex, first-time caller. I appreciate you taking the call, man. I just wanted to make a quick plug for something that I've noticed. I've read the Book of Mormon probably 13 times cover to cover. What I've noticed is in the Book of Helaman, it's a 16-chapter book, it talks about an election that was overturned and how a satanic band infiltrated the government and had their signs and their covenants and everything like that. I just wanted to get on air and honestly invite you to read it. It's 16 chapters. It's a quick read. And honestly, it completely describes where we are right now. It talks, you know, the Book of Mormon was written for our day. And that's what honestly turned me on to you, was reading that and then hearing what you're talking about. I'm like, oh, my God, like this stuff lines up perfectly.
Well, I think I'll read it. A lot of people told me to read it. And I appreciate your call. What else is on your mind on Hunter Biden, Josh?
Honestly, I think that we've already known this stuff, and it really pisses me off. You know, I've had conversations with people, and they look at me like I'm a freak because I believe all the stuff that you're spitting. But you see it. You read between the lines. You can see these things happening. Our government is run by satanic pedophiles. They have their signs, their covenants, and they're trying to bring about, you know, honestly, the second coming of Jesus Christ. This is, you know, we think things are bad now. It's only going to get so much worse.
Well, you're right. And, like, and the devil's there to actually fulfill prophecy. Very well said, Josh. Appreciate your call. Let's go to Neil in Tennessee. Neil, welcome.
Hey, Alex. This is Neil. Been listening to you since 2008 when Obama. You there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, what I want to talk about was where the Great Reset is going. And you know, from my perspective, the globalists are more organized than the people of the United States or any other country for that matter. I mean, they've got the Democratic Party, they got Soros, they got the WEF. You know all the organizations they got control of. They got universities, and they're confusing and distracting us with ridiculous arguments about gender and eating bugs and drag queens and all that nonsense. So we don't focus on the real issue, which is the takeover that they're trying to.
That's right. The corporate global social credit score and the carbon tax. Absolutely.
Yeah. And you can't discount how powerful their grip on people is, because they got their support in this country by using the government to appeal to different constituencies that were probably in the conservative camp. But they appeal to all their vices. And they legitimize their vices. And when you legitimize somebody's sins and then you try and take them away like they just did with abortion, they scream like hell, right? So it's very powerful, the grip they have on them. And what I'm really concerned with is if we start winning, like with a guy like Jerome that you had on the program before, who really has the right idea, what he did is he turned it into a flanking strategy where you come in from the side, and he changed the game by saying, oh, now we're going to make them public utilities. We got to take every issue in this country and do what that guy did with every single issue to fight back. My concern is, listening to Tucker Carlson's show the other night, the Chinese are working on the monkeypox in their labs. And with all
they released COVID. It's absolutely insane. Great point. And that's the next article here. Biden has declared a new health emergency, and they're getting ready with lockdowns again. We knew that was coming. We're going to hit that when we come back on the other side. But we're also going to take calls from Tom and from Mark and from everybody else in the order your calls are received. More calls straight ahead here on this live Monday, July 11th, worldwide broadcast. Remember, it's a revolutionary act to tell the truth in a time of universal deceit, to quote George Orwell. So share Infowars.com and band.video right now. Be right back. We have a giant sale going right now of amazing products that you and your family really, really need. And we also need the funding to stay on air and not have InfoWars shut down. You need these products. These are all amazing products at great prices at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the July 4th Super Sale, and it starts today. We have 50% off plus double Patriot points on Brain Force Plus, Ultra 12, Vitamin D3 Gummies, Ultimate Krill Oil. That's a huge deal. Lung Cleanse Plus, Fizzy Magnesium. Magnesium, Prostagard, Ultimate Fish Oil, Vasobeat Complete, 40% off on Knockout Sleep Support, Alpha Power, Living Defense Plus, Whole Food Multivitamin, Pollen Block, Survival Shield X2, all Dr. Jones natural products, massively discounted 40%, and up to 60% off in Double Patriot Points on Super Female Vitality. And finally, save a massive 75% off on Hair and Beard Support Formula. It's 75% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget that Alex Jones is Right t-shirt while you're there.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure.
I'll tell you who's looking for adventure.
And whatever comes our way.
Because he thinks he's above the law. Hunter Biden's phone confirmed searching for child porn, putting in the search that he wanted 12-year-olds. That's Pedo Pete and his dad. That's who these people are. It's a pedophile cult. Who else would carry out Satan's operations? Who else would do things like this? Biden administration to extend the COVID public health emergency using monkeypox and other reasons. National parks, Democrat cities demanding masks again. They're bringing it all back, ladies and gentlemen. That's why I said keep fighting, keep exposing the fraud of COVID, because they're coming right back. Opposition builds, the science comes out, all the experts oppose them, boom, they shut down. As soon as you go back to sleep, they attack again. It's basic tactics, you know that. I know that. Here we are. Tom in California. Go ahead, Tom.
Yo, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Been listening since 2016.
Welcome.
Hey, chemtrails got to go. And I saw something on Bandon video about a month ago of somebody talking about the Rhode Island Clean Air Act. And it wasn't any of you. It was an outside source you brought in. And whoever wrote the bill in Rhode Island really knew what they were talking about. They got into all the technical aspects.
Oh, yeah. Bandon video has hundreds and hundreds of contributors, not just InfoWars. Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah.
Well, that's got to be in every state. Every state needs a bill like that. And can somebody dig it up there and bring it out? Maybe Greg Reese?
Yeah, what was the name of the video? Do you remember?
Okay, it was the Rhode Island Clean Air Act.
So we should go to Bandon Video and type in Rhode Island Clean Air Act. Go to Bandon Video,
right.
Type in Rhode Island Clean Air. There it is. The crew found it so fast. 56,000 views. Rhode Island infiltrated by communism.
State needs a bill like that in their legislature.
Was it a John Bowne report, or they find something else?
I don't know. It was somebody else. I don't know who it was.
Right.
I couldn't find it again. But whoever wrote the bill got into all the technical aspects of the planes and what, I don't know if they got into what they were shooting out of the back, but they got into how they did it. And the bill is very thorough. And I just think every state, a congressman from every state needs to bring this.
That's right. It's being sprayed on us, and we all have standing to be involved in lawsuits. There it is. Bill to ban chemtrails. Rhode Island, shocking takedown of geoengineering and 5G towers. Maybe that's it.
Every state needs it. It's a great blueprint, that bill. And I don't know, there should be a real environmental group out there, not the ones they hijack, that picks this act up and tries to get it.
I hear you, Tom. We need to do it. That's why we have Mandot Video, to get stuff out that they don't want you to see. That's why it's so precious, folks. Share it to your whole email list, your whole text message. Just keep hammering Mandot Video. All right, up next, let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Indiana and then Landon. Mike, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, you are awesome, man. I've been listening to you since 2008, 2009. Take some of your products, and we love you. We'll keep praying for you. Thanks for having me on. I'm up in South Bend, Indiana, the home of, the irony that both Amy Coney Barrett and Pete Buttigieg came out of South Bend is crazy. It's a liberal Democrat hub, but we love Amy Barrett, and you've been having great guests. So one thing I wanted to thank you is for having some of the Catholic guests. As a Catholic, I appreciate respect, and including Leo Zagami and the founder of Lifestyle News, awesome information, and they're right on as far as the infiltration in the Catholic Church, as evidenced by how liberal Notre Dame is as a supposed Catholic university here in South Bend. But anyway, and also your guest today, he knocked out of the park, Jerome Davis, and I'm going to send him some money myself, even though I'm in Indiana. Everybody needs, we all need people like him. So one other point, Alex, I told your guy I wanted to mention as an idea for people is groups. As a business guy here, I'm in Rotary, I'm in local HR groups and stuff, and what I've noticed over the years, these national and international organizations like Rotary International, even the SHRM, the HR, national and international groups, they feed these agendas from national down to local cities and towns.
Oh, yeah. Agenda 21 is about taking over the local government and the local business people.
Yep. And so people, if you're in a Rotary chapter or in one of these other groups, people need to be more vocal and just start challenging what they're being fed.
Beautifully said, Mike. Thanks for the call. Landon in Arkansas. Thank you for calling. Go ahead, Landon.
Yes, Mr. Jones, thank you for having me on. I just wanted to say on here that my mother and my grandmother came over to my apartment last night, and they are militant leftists, or were, and we got into a conversation about kind of what was going on and everything, and we sat there for 2 hours, and I was able to show them your videos, your reports, Gregory's reports. He does a fantastic job.
He does.
And they got red-pilled, and they just said that they're going to start listening, tuning in, watching, So maybe they'll wake up.
Well, it's so easy because we have the truth, our guests have the truth, and it's right there. And once people learn to actually hear the alternative, almost always they wake up if you can just get them to do it. So great job doing that, Landon.
Absolutely. And also I'd like to say that I wear a Bill Gates for prison T-shirt, and everywhere I wear it everywhere out and around town. And I haven't got one negative response yet. People come up to me, give me knuckles, say, yeah, we agree. And when we get to talking about you, and I tell them about Band Dot Video, and a lot of them are already listeners.
Brother, you are an emissary. You are an ambassador. You are a, I mean, I guess you could use the Christian example of people going out as missionaries, waking people up, you're changing the world. But yeah, wearing an InfoWars shirt, wearing an Arrest Bill Gates shirt, it lets you know how popular freedom is. It's an adventure, isn't it?
Yes, it is, absolutely. And I just want to say on here as well that I was just recently baptized. I'm 23 years old, served in the Marine Corps, and I tell you what, it felt like the weight of the world was lifted off my shoulders. I felt the power of God.
Isn't it real? It's 100% real,
yes.
Brother. So glad to hear that.
Yes, sir, it is. God bless you, and keep up the good fight. We're going to win this.
We're going to win it, brother. I love you. Appreciate you. Mark in Alabama, last caller of this segment. The more calls coming up. Mark, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. New Christian here. You know, God's plan has made a lot of changes in my life, such as my move to Alabama, which has put me in a much better place.
And the last caller just had that experience. We're seeing a real revival, not of the corrupt church, but the Holy Spirit doing it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I really want to thank you and your show. And I have to tell you that X2, I take it religiously, and I never used to dream. Now I dream constantly. And, I mean, they wake me up. They're so hard.
Brother. Again, wearing an InfoWars shirt is an adventure. Taking X2 is an adventure. Nothing we promote is a fraud. I would rather be tortured to death than lie to you. It will change your life, X2.
Yes, sir. And so, you know, this whole new world order process, it's an attack. So I was just thinking about George Bush's speech where he talked about 1,000 points of light. I think he really meant to say we have 1,000 points of attack coming at you, because they are coming, they are hitting us in every single direction. And, you know, when you have little tiny attacks, people have a hard time looking at a big picture and understanding.
So what you're saying is pure genius. You listen to globalists, they say, oh, our plan is many different plans together. They hit you from hundreds of sides so that you get overwhelmed. Exactly. But the key is they're behind it. They're doing it.
That's right. And so as far as you, I have your stickers on my truck, on both my motorcycles, on my car. I constantly get people comments, you know, thumbs up. Almost never do I get anything other than that. I leave your stickers everywhere I go.
Beautiful. God bless you, Mark. We love you. Yeah, folks, we need funds now more than ever. And our work is more important now than ever. Our work, you the listeners, us as a family. Every order gets bumper stickers. Experience it. Wear a T-shirt. Now, you might get stabbed to death in a leprosy, but that's very rare. But it's dangerous. It's an adventure. InfoWarsStore.com and Alex Jones's right shirt. We have the designer shirt and the regular shirt, and they're fundraisers.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job.
Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
So, Biden stole the election, so Obama would have his third term. It all blew up in their face. And just 2 years ago, they were able to suppress the laptop, say it wasn't real, but now, a day later, they came to deny the phone. Their power is waning. Our power is rising, but they are going to double down, and it's going to be very dangerous. This is the message I wanted to bring to you at the very start of the show, and I forgot to do it. I'm going to say it right now and go back to your calls. We don't want to be violent, though we have every right to be. We don't want to be terroristic. We don't want to act like the left. We want to get out of their way while they collapse and destroy themselves. They want us to be weak because they're weak. They want us to be ugly because they're ugly. They hate us because they hate themselves. We love ourselves and we love each other. So I'm going to say it again. We need to be as wise as serpents and peaceful as doves. Or as Teddy Roosevelt said, walk soft and carry a big stick. We need to not be violent. And I know you're not being violent. They're going to stage stuff and blame it on us. They've already been doing it. Told you it was coming. It's here. You don't need me to tell you that. You can see it. I believe it doesn't mean it's going to happen, but we're right about 95% of the time. I mean, here's an example. The media edited it out of context. I said 3 or 4 days, like on July 1st, on that Friday. I said, hey, I've heard from high-level sources, Roger Stone that talked to Trump, MTG, all of them. Trump said, I'm going to run in July. His plane's done, repainted American flag on it. I mean, I didn't just talk to them. I talked to 4 people that talked to Trump. They said, yeah, he's going to announce in July as early as Monday. And I said, hey, he's going to announce as early as Monday. He may not, but he's running. That's what I was told. These are real people that talked to him. He didn't do it. And I hope we can expose this whole thing that's happened. I hope we expose their plan to assassinate Biden. and it doesn't happen. Now, did I get told that by Roger Stone? No. I can look at their moves and what would help them get rid of this liability and blame it all on him, but also make criticizing his agenda bad, and that's what they'll do. You don't need me to tell you that. Obviously, you're like, yeah, they'll try to kill Joe Biden. But it's my mother a year and a half ago, and she's never liked us. Grabbed my arm. We were over there at a family dinner. She said, listen to me. They're setting Biden up. They're going to kill him after he gets the blame, probably before the midterms. I'm like, okay, yeah, probably right. Yeah, it makes sense. And I'm just telling you now that they can launch a terror attack on the Bidens when they're in, you know, off in their state or whatever in Delaware. We are not behind that. We don't support that. We're on record saying that. That's all I'm getting at. Let's go to Julie in California. Julie, thanks for calling. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How are you? On the whole Biden thing, all right, I've got an idea on how they're going to do this. First off, this has been like a drip, 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 drip with all these different things coming out about what Hunter does, the corruption with his brother, everything, okay? They got to get rid of Kamala first. She's worse than Biden is mentally. I mean, the woman can't even put a paragraph together without repeating seven words.
Yeah, they put two total idiots in on purpose.
Yeah, so they've got to get rid of her first. She'll go out with some kind of major health thing, which is going to force her to resign. Now, who do they put in for the VP? Well, who have they been talking about for the last 3 weeks? Gavin Newsom.
That's right. They're definitely getting Gavin Newsom ready, who is Pelosi's family.
Yep. So they put him in as VP. Then after they get shellacked in November with the midterms, I'd say probably after the first of the year, however they get rid of Biden, that's going to be on there. I think that they'll just get him to resign because
they'll say he's had a stroke or something.
Yeah.
But see, I agree with you. That's the smart move I was in. But they want to make him a victim so they can assassinate him and blame us. That's even better.
Yeah, but you know what? I think people look at it. I don't think people view him very favorably anyway. So
yeah, they probably carry the assassin around on their shoulders.
Yeah, I just don't think they'll. I think they'll just get him out of the way one way or the other, whether they'll say it's the dementia or whatnot. I mean, I'm an ER trauma nurse, so I mean, I see a lot of stuff. And this man has been addled from day one.
My grandmother died at 92, and she was more cogent than him, and she had dementia. God bless you. Incredible, Julie. Thanks for calling. Amazing calls. They're always amazing. Joanne in Arizona. Joanne, welcome.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I just want to say, first of all, I'm a huge fan of Jerome's. I actually got to meet him at two events prior to even knowing that he was running in my district. I am from Arizona.
By the way, to interrupt you, I don't bring this up because they're black, because I don't care what color they are. But Royce White and Jerome, I mean, they just don't happen to be black guys, but they are badass. I mean, I love if they were brown or white or whatever. That is a badass crop of leaders, man. Well-spoken, smart, strong, on target. I mean, that is leadership. I'm just very excited.
Absolutely. I mean, he's really going to represent us well. And like I said, I mean, I met him twice before I even knew he was running in our district.
Oh, I can tell you, I got a gut level. Also, I mean, all I get is good feelings off him, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I gave one of my friends a flyer that I couldn't go to. She went to it and then told me about another event that he was having. And I went to that and I started helping out any way that I can, hanging up, you know, posters and banners and anything that I could do for him. And like I said, I haven't regretted it one bit. He definitely speaks our language. He's definitely speaking the truth, which is why they're censoring him. They don't want.
Oh, they're scared. They're
coming
scared.
Out. Absolutely. But one of the things, you know, I've been posting and just, you know, trying to get people informed. I was saying, why you wouldn't buy a car without test driving it, right? You wouldn't marry somebody without dating them, or at least you shouldn't. But why would you vote for a candidate without getting to know them? I mean, there are so many meet and greets.
We should all
so
get
rallies.
To know these people. I totally agree with you. Thank you. All right, let's take another caller here. Let's talk to Skid in Missouri. Skid, thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. Just wanting to respond to your Hunter Biden phone question.
Yes, sir.
It's nothing we haven't seen before, so what are we going to do about it?
No, I agree. But before they said it wasn't real, now they capitulate. They don't have that power anymore. They already screwed the pooch to denying the last thing. So what are they going to do? I mean, it's pedophilia, folks.
Twitter lit up this weekend. I started getting all kinds of notifications, and it was like, yeah, nothing we haven't seen before. It's all a year ago.
I agree, but they're doing full court press in big tech to block it, and it's not working. So, again, I just see that as an indicator of their power is diminishing like a lead balloon.
That's good.
What do you think's coming next, Skid?
Oh, everything that you've – in line with what you've said so far. I mean, wouldn't be surprised if he gets taken out tomorrow. Biden, that is. I mean,
no, I agree. I'm ready. I mean, truck bomb, mass shooting, Biden's dead. And I hope that doesn't happen, but at the gut level, don't you just see that happening?
Blame me and you. Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. God bless you, sir. Appreciate your call. Jam in one more. Let's go ahead and talk to Kevin in Missouri, the Show Me State. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Alex. I want to talk about Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3 of the Constitution. If the federal government fails to secure the border, the states have the right and the duty to repel the invaders with force if necessary to keep their citizens safe. This is the key to securing the border in Texas. Abbott is running for re-election in November. Everybody in Texas needs to call their representatives and demand they put pressure on Abbott to close the border.
Exactly. Let's explain this. We don't need more troops to get the illegals and set them free to the feds. We need the state to declare its own emergency and throw them back over the border.
That's right. And then they need to call Abbott's office and say, I am not voting for you until you close the border. And if you keep pushing this message, Alex, he'll capitulate, and he'll close that border.
Well, he'd be as popular as DeSantis if he should grow some damn testicles.
I know. If you keep the pressure on him and have everybody in Texas demand and say that we are not – call his office and say we are not voting for you until you close the border.
It's a lawless giant war zone. I mean, if one person shoots up a school and it's still terrible, they lock them all down. The border's thousands of dead every few months, total insane death, and nothing's done. And then they go, oh, the feds aren't doing it. Well, then that's your job, Abbott. I totally agree.
Right. Yeah, that's under Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3. He's not doing his constitutional right. And if he took an oath to the Constitution, and he's breaking it. You
Kevin
break your oath
beautifully
to the
said. All right, we got a 5-minute segment left before Gerald Celente takes over. So we're going to go to Malik, Kenny, and Bart. We're back in 2 minutes, and I'm going right to your calls. And you each get a minute and a half. So get ready for that straight ahead. But hey, you're seeing it. Evil isn't the only power on this planet. In fact, it's the losing power. For everything they do, it comes back on them way worse. We just got to keep our heads, be cool. And we're going to win. It's going to be rough, though. We'll be right back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.